Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with the new chair of the U.S. Roundtable for Sustainable Beef. Kim Stackhouse Lawson joins us in just a moment.
Do something about flies on your operation. Horn flies take blood meals from cattle on pasture, resulting in reduced weight gain and profits. With Altacid IGR mixed into your feed, treated cattle can achieve a 15% increase in weight gain versus untreated cattle. Nuisance flies also irritate confined cattle, causing losses in milk production. Mix Clarifly larvicide into your feed to help prevent these flies by up to 96%. Know your enemy and ask your local feed distributor for the industry leader in feed-through fly control. Altacid IGR and Clarifly larvicide.
Oklahoma Wind Power has poured $20 billion into the state to make us number two in the nation in wind energy, while serving as the number one taxpayer in many counties. Wind Power directly supports school districts with much-needed funding, taking many off the state aid list, grows jobs that are here to stay, and gives money back to ranchers to benefit our land. Oklahoma is finally a leader. Please call your legislator today and ask them to keep wind working for Oklahoma. Visit okwindpower.com.
The U.S. Roundtable for Sustainable Beef hosted their General Assembly meeting for 2018 here recently in downtown Oklahoma City. The event attracted stakeholders from across the beef value chain to convene in order to help advance, support, and communicate the continuous improvement efforts being made to raise the bar on sustainability in U.S. beef production. During the opening session, the U.S. Roundtable hosted a panel discussion with a number of Oklahoma City area consumers, taking to the stage to openly discuss their perspective as customers of the beef industry and what concerns they have about beef and beef production. After that focus group had their say, we talked with the new chair of the roundtable, Kim Stackhouse Lawson, about what she heard from those consumers.
Yeah, absolutely. We had six consumers that came in from Oklahoma City as a focus group for us, just everyday beef consumers. And I think the one thing that really resonated to me is how much they love beef. Every single one of them love beef and love that it's a part of their diet and their life. But we know that consumers are increasing their emotional connection to food. And we know with that they're worried about what might be in their food. In fact, one woman who was a mom on the panel actually said she was fearful of food. And that makes me sad. I think it would make any beef producer sad that consumer would be afraid to consume something that we've produced. And so I do think that there's an incredible opportunity, again, to lift the good work that is taking place in our beef industry, to talk about the way we do things every single day and day to day, to really connect with these people, because I do think we share a lot of similar values.
As for the goals and objectives of the U.S. Roundtable, it's all about getting the U.S. beef industry working together to assure consumers about the goodness, the safety, and the quality of U.S. beef.
Yeah, so our stretch goal for the roundtable is to have 20% of the beef supply chain, so it'd be entire beef value chain, uptake our work. Now, the wonderful thing about that is so much of it is already happening, and some of that is, you know, like we talked about earlier, kind of pooling these resources to do a better job lifting up what we're already doing. So a key metric for the cow-calf sector is implementation of BQA practices. We know we do that. We know we do it really well. How do we let people in this room, let outside stakeholders, how do we help them understand what that means? And I think, you know, things like that, those are win-wins for everybody, and where we really plan on showcasing that 20% kind of uptake and adoption, and really kind of marrying these efforts together.
Kim Stackhouse Lawson of the U.S. Roundtable for Sustainable Beef. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Hey neighbors, OKC West El Reno going to have a special rollover auction to benefit fire victims in northwestern Oklahoma this Wednesday, 12 noon. All proceeds will be given to the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Foundation to assist victims of wildfires this spring in northwestern Oklahoma. There will be a donated calf come in the ring at OKC West at 12 noon that will sell multiple times. Call OKC West 405-262-8800 for more info or to offer an add-on bid. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.